chairman of the Surface Council.
What's this all about? Where's the war? The ruins? What's happened here?
Something that didn't come from this funk. Over a period of time, then, I decided that there were at least three, simply on the technological and perceptual criteria. There were at least three species visiting this planet, possibly more.
Number 12. Sometime during eternity, some guys show up, and one of them, who shows up real late, is a kind of carpenter from some square-type place, like Galilee. And he starts wailing, and claiming he is Hep, to who made heaven and earth, and that the cat who really laid it on us is his dad. And moreover, he adds, it's all written down on some scroll-type parchments, which some henchmen leave lying around the Dead Sea somewheres a long time ago, and which you won't even find for a couple of thousand years or so, or at least for 1947 of them, to be exact. And even then, nobody really, really believes them, or me. For that matter, you're hot, they tell him, and they cool him. They stretch him on the tree to cool. And everybody after that is always making models of this tree with him hung up and always crooning his name and calling him to come down and sit in on their combo. As if he is the king cat who's got to blow. Only he don't come down from his tree. Him just hang there on his tree, looking real petered out and real cool. And also, according to a roundup of late world news from the usual unreliable sources, real dead.
Thank you. a little? Where's Toreador, you beg off?
He's not scared of you.
Hey, he's over there. This is his son.
Hi. How did you get here?
I hitched.
I bet you'd go to hanging, wouldn't you?
I guess it's just my morbid personality.
Yeah.
Should I leave?
No, it's okay.
Just him.
It's okay. Stay here.
What did you say your name was?
Stark. Jim Stark.
Yeah, I'm Buzz Gunderson.
Got some goodies for you, Buzzy boy.
Sent when you will now exit message review. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2.
Stupid, sneaking around, spying on him. But I can't talk to him. What can I do?
Well, Kibner will be able to explain something.
I don't need a psychiatrist.
Just forget that he's a psychiatrist. Just think of him as a very intelligent man, which is what he is.
To hear more choices, press 0.
Available to you some primary set of odors. some, let's say, 100 or 200 set of odors, which...
Now, what I'm going to say, I spent most of my time with two of those species because the third had such a different perceptual set that I concluded that adapting their technology would be a waste of time.
Like the McQuarrie that travel around robbing and killing people. Other times the teen killers may be involved in some kind of cult or political activity, white supremacy, Satanism, whatever.
Continuously, but not constantly, the great wheel, the great circle, turns. Within the innocence of chaos, the first light and breath, and the first light and hope unfold. Spirit awakens, seeking to find soul. Soul stirs, waiting to be found. Within the innocence of chaos, the possible ignites. The great wheel makes its first turn. Once finding and found, spirit and soul entwine, and in the fertile discovery and touch, potential is unbound. From the timeless sweeps and swirls of possibility and potential comes opportunity. The great wheel makes turns two and three. Opportunities breed ideas ripe for creation. Incubated in the heart and mind, these ideas can be made ready for manifestation. Out of these turns, 4 and 5, from this connection of creation with manifestation, in the union of heart and mind, adult dreams and visions are born. A child's or adolescent's dream is born of playful, often wishful creation. An adult's dream is forged of the manifestations that emerge from the stuff that comes after creation. Adult dreams and visions, the sixth turning of the great wheel, are harbingers of the something more that is then within your grasp. Comes then the seventh turn, triumph. Turning, turning, turning. Comes then the adult's triumph of creation and manifestation. Comes then the triumph of the magician's dreams and visions. Turning, turning, turning. With the eighth turn of the great wheel, balance and justice is the triumph of soul and spirit, is the triumph of God, Goddess, all that is expressed and reflected in you. Beyond the wheel, the higher octave of the dominion called knowing, and a new circle begins. Yes. Continuously, but not constantly. The great wheel, the great circle turns, turning, turning, turning.
What was their attitude? Is it dark?
Hopeful.
It was hopeful. And he says they're just playing a confidence game.
Sleep, why you live alone, and why night after night you sit at your computer.
I also noticed that your actors not infrequently stare at something off camera.
Every actor, you know, has his or her own way of seeing.
Sometimes I
often find it interesting to watch people thinking. I miss that in movies today.
That's what I'm trying to say. You don't show people a lot.
I like watching people thinking. And that invites us into their thought process. That's like a magnet. Once a character, you know, spends a little time not, running the blinds, but thinking about it, it draws us into the curiosity of what are they thinking about. And once again, it respects us and allows us into the filmmaking process, allows us to become participants in the story, not just observers.
You've expressed a fondness for takes 2 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Stephen?
Well, actually, I have a fondness for take 1 and 2. I always print take 1.
Why, Stephen? You've expressed a fondness for takes 2 and 7. Why,
question.
It wasn't only Mayflower wasps who seemed to embody America to them. American blacks were quintessential Americans. I mean, that was one of the things that made America, America, the presence of black people.
MKGX先生是兩位世界知名人士。
Two world famous guys, MKGX. Two world famous guys, MKGX.
Dalawang purnamura mundo si MKGX.
World famous guys, MKGX.
MKGX.
African American culture. Tremendous interest. I mean, the music, the dancing, the popular styles, and so on.
Ashley? Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah. Yeah, he's my best friend.
What's he like?
I don't know. You have to get to know him. He doesn't say much, but when he does, you know he means it. He's sincere.
Well, that's the main thing.
You want to flip?
Yeah, go ahead.
WZBC. WZBC 90.3 FM. Out of Newton. New Metaphysics right now. Garrett Geiserman right here. This won't hurt very much, but it has to be done. Don't ask me to explain. Would make less sense and could cause a timing miscue. 90.3 FM. Timing miscue. Adam Newton, Gary Geiserman right here. WZBC, out of Massachusetts. Participating in the digital experiment on the internet. Pathetic attempt, but I guess it's the best that can be done for now. The gaming being what it is. Various built-in cantilevered concepts and bridge beliefs and so forth. And then the ever-present conscious, not consciousness. Running routine. And all the perplexion, conflicting, irrational storylines and so forth. But it is grounded and seamless. That it is.
Somebody's going to take me hunting with him and fishing. I want him to teach me how because I know he won't get mad if I goof.
to something incredible. This changes everything.
It does sound better than drinking it.
You know, I've drunk a lot of bad things, and I've gone through Navy jungle survival school and eaten snakes and roots and everything else. And, you know, I finally convinced myself, you know, I can drink my urine to be an astronaut. But
that you are special, but somehow the rules do not apply to you. Obviously, you are mistaken. Obviously, you are mistaken.
People are programmed to accept so little, but the possibilities are so great.
I think I am picturing hell. Version of hell. There's a level of absurdity. There's a level of sort of over-the-topness. They're also intended to have a kind of radiance. Transcendent element that I don't know if it suggests hope, but it's, you know, it's maybe it suggests more hell coming here. Certain aspects of feeling to exist in your self-portraits that you wouldn't allow to exist in a Samaras or a...
No, I think I have a similar arm's length distance to my own work. In fact, I've often referred to me as him.
Mm. You don't think this is denial a little bit?
Probably.
John Belushi's use of drugs. What was it like to have to manage someone who seemed pretty determined to mess up his life?
I don't know if you've ever been involved with anyone who did drugs. I hope not. I have, both personally and in business. The laws of this country do not allow you to commit anyone for help. They have to commit themselves. Commit themselves. So, although you know it, you never think it's as bad.
Of black people. And the indigenous African American. American blacks were quintessential Americans. I mean, that was one of the things that made America.
Contains three items, which use 4K of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
For takes 2 and 7. Why, Stephen?
Well, actually, I have a fondness for take one, too.
You always print take
one. Yeah, I always print take one.
Yeah.
And I do something that some actors don't like, other actors love it. I don't rehearse. I don't rehearse. I want to hear the words when the film is turning.
Mm-hmm.
And I want whatever, as Arthur Penn calls them, happy accidents to occur on take one or take two.
Yeah.
Because I think when an actor is both aware of who he or she is, but also frightened about showing it, some magic happens. Fear produces such extraordinary moments in film, and it really does. Fear is really something to embrace. And to get your actors not to be afraid of showing, and the big thing is getting your actors to trust you, so they'll give you, you know, those unexplored moments on take one or take two. Sometimes if an actor doesn't trust the director, the actor will be very, very guarded, and only on take 7 or 8 will the actor start to let a little more out.
Jim. It's really James, but he likes Jim more.
They're unlike us. While it might be enlightening, I only have so much time, and I decided to study something that made more sense to me. and it might ultimately make more sense to all of us. Of these two species, I'm going to talk about the most common species.
And the scar was gone.
No, it's still there.
Of course it's still there. What did you expect? He's still dead. He's
Excuse me,
husband.
Can I just say
Please.
One thing?
He's still your husband,
but
Ted.
I know
Please.
Something that you...
Catherine.
Could
Please.
I just say
Please.
One thing?
Catherine. Just a minute. Just...
It's not filtered for what's good and bad. It's dumped in as fact into the subconscious, where it can be drawn back out by the conscious mind, but without the normal filtering that takes place. This is a very important that, you know, we're pulling up, and my children are in the car, and we're watching. We're held up in the line, and what they're doing is they're pulling the kids out of the car, searching their purses, searching their purses, searching their cars before they go to the dance, and no one's saying a word. And I'm telling my children in the car, look at this. This is a gross invasion of privacy. And my wife and I are having a pretty lively discussion about it. But the reality is we're desensitizing young people. Second thought.
run out and put your hand to dive in the tail. He got to walk, his footsteps thunder. He moved his head, his eyes flashed by. Back as a handsome death come with jumping. Your mobile was angry, somebody had to die.
Just give me a minute, will you? Just a minute. Will you trust me? Will you please trust me?
Yes, Elizabeth. Trust
I'm afraid.
Me.
I'm afraid.
I know. I understand. Let me have your hand. Catherine, listen. Just trust me. Come on.
You have 27 saved messages.
My baby here took a huge hit in the church, Pico. When those umbilical cords got ripped out of her. Ripped out of her. Just as the game architecture was being downloaded from her to all those slave pods. That's a very vulnerable time for her. She could be crying out for help right here, right now. The only way I can tell if the game's not been contaminated. The pod is not about to be crippled for life because of my negligence.
First saved message sent Wednesday. Sent. To review your previously erased messages, press 1. First erased message sent yesterday at 3:58 p.m.
Maria, Sam K. back in Los Angeles.
I'm sure you'll see me there. I'm gonna
you think I should, but you know that I'll be there. I'll find you there. I'll find you there.
Whereas those of us, you know, who've sort
sort of lived through, I guess, the 60s and the 50s are going, wait a minute, you know, search people without problems. You know, this isn't, you know, once again, this is for your... Now, this whole mindset is changing the way people are thinking. Now, this whole mindset is changing the way people then going into the military. People are thinking. Based under the authority. These young people, they believe, then going into the military. Based under the authority in the interest of them and the country, they believe. Doing things in the interest of them and the country. Things that are starting to raise questions. Things that are starting to raise questions. Military personnel. Things like the anthrax vaccine, where we're at. Military personnel. To risk their lives. Anthrax vaccine, where we're at. Telling them they're going to risk their lives again. Only to risk their lives. Under their skin that they're telling them they're going to risk their lives. Example of putting. Under the military. Affairs and conflict short of war for the military about skin. Transceivers placed under the skin of service personnel for locating them in the event that they were captured using GPS. In other words, little micro circuits.
That's right. How we set it up. So we set up paradoxes in the system.
That technology was available. Now if you read
and digital has a hard time with paradoxes.
The guy who started Sun Microsystems. Brilliant scientist is suggesting that
let there be the paradoxes.
That's because our God is the most, is the least real thing we've ever been able to create as a tool. And it's a beautiful thing because that science is the ultimate goal.
To eliminate God?
Yeah, to eliminate God and knowing so that it's reached its ultimate compartmentalization.
And it'll fail.
Well, it's failing before our very eyes. Because I swear to you,
very powerful technology.
Say 5 years from now, in a way that you don't remember you got there from here, you won't have digital technology at the center of the world global communication grid.
5 years? I don't know about that.
Because it'll be
5 years is very.
Now, when you think about it,
yeah, it's
unless you're counting, then it's normal.
You
if you line those little soldiers up in a row, they look like they're obeying you.
More combat capable.
It's part of all that fantasy, ready. Like you go to sleep at night and all the kids from your tents will start marching around.
If we can't agree on some measurement in 5 years, what's the use of even?
But the reality is, when you're in the military, you don't get choice. You get directed. And the military does not have the same political rights.
No, you can say
some sort of
no, because
they have to go along. They cannot object.
Yeah, then you can say
they don't have the same
right. Time is our service.
We need to speak for them, engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate,
yeah, like
set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves, unquote.
Man, I really get into some interesting time stuff here. I have some...
You have
bizarre
some
ideas on time, but you know what?
Pretty profound thing for a Secretary of Defense to be suggesting.
Just kick it like 5 or 10 more minutes.
Climate change.
I
can kick this for 5 or 10 more minutes, but I can't get into my time stuff.
By electromagnetic by electromagnetic waves, which is the stuff of the new technologies that we've been talking about. And what he is saying and what the research shows is that, for instance, with weather.
secrets, de segur els garrifosos. De sobte, l'abisme s'obrí sota els meus peus. Volia recuperar el meu cau, la meva estimada soledat, els meus llims, la meva preuada illa. I vaig caure. Queia, sentint-me cada vegada més prop d'aquell horror, del meu propi dolor, del més terrorífic despertar dels meus sentits, tot just acabats de descobrir. Ja no recordo quan va ser que vaig despertar aquell fatídic matí. Aleshores, Salvador, no recordo quan fa que estic veient que caic, veient la fi més propera cada vegada, però amb la incertesa de si mai arribarà.
What was your life like before? Before it was changed by Allegra Gellin.
I operated a gas station.
You still operate a gas station, don't you?
Only on the most pathetic level of reality. Geller's work liberated me.
Liberated?
Did you ever play a game Art God?
One word, capital A, capital G. I don't have a bioport.
Thou, the player of the game, Art God. Very spiritual. Funny, too. God, the artist. The mechanic. Funny.
Supreme talks about his baby's mother like a whore. Sweet 16 she is, with future uncertain, love incomplete, soapy days for Junior and she. At 3, Supreme comes to give his boy a pat and a pound, put his hoodie on the couch, his Timberlands up on the chair so his bitch can bring him a beer. So, this is the nuclear family, mommy, baby, and daddy makes a mess of his baby's mother's hair as they fuck till her mother comes in from work. She's playing house, he's playing man, and Junior's the only one who accepts he's just a child. Wild night she had the swish of her stuff, knocked up to a waddle, a baby carriage bustle, and still gets her place. But her dream is true romance. Well, sort of. Every day from 3 to 6. Supreme leaves out before mommy comes kick his lazy, narrow behind back onto the street. He's not a corner boy. The bodega in the 40s is mid-block where bullets fly. No names engraved and he may be next. Shielded by the patron saint of the brothers. Being there is all there is. Living lovely without turning the corner, reaching for a swig brings sweat to his brow and shit to his mouth. Dispelling knowledge on the stuffs, the pleasing things that made his mother do. Dousing the sidewalk with wretch of a boy man, breaking Friday nights to seek manhood in a paper bag. Says, fatherhood is real cool, and the kid looks like me, so she better not let nothing happen to him. I'ma kill the bitch. Sudden twitch to the roll of the wheel, train steel, stained blue, puts punk on the wall for some trumped up call from precinct 101. One day at 3, the baby's mother wakes. Junior in her arms, patiently at the door, doesn't know what she misses. Locked into the routine. Project Queen. Supreme rode off into the sunset with a 3-6 all his own. It took a week for her to find out, a minute to promise devotion. Her life on hold as Supreme calls, checking on his boy. And a baby's mother.
Outside ain't even worth it.
Shit.
high shit nursery care.
Paid for by Wick. So who's getting dicked? Who reigns supreme?
Not even call them portraits. I would refer to them as heads. And I adopted the mugshot for the very same reason that police use it. I always just wanted to present it in the most straightforward, flat-footed way.
Yeah.
And without editorial comment and without trying to crank it up for any particular psychological reading. But I do believe that the face is a roadmap of a person's life and that there are indicators there of what kind of life he or she has led, and that they've laughed their whole lives, they have laugh lines, and if they've frowned their whole lives, they have furrows in their brow. And the picture that I did of, so you even call it a picture now, which I normally would have called it a painting, but the picture I did of my wife's grandmother, Fanny, was sort of the ultimate realization that what I was doing was, in fact, far more about the person than I had ever really realized myself.
Maggie was a baby. In fact, we held Maggie up in front of the camera. She was a few months old.
Lets them call him Jamie.
Jamie?
Try the doors. Now, hey, try it with the jump.
Oh, yeah.
You've said when I work faster, I see the movie more clearly and I have more objectivity about it. The faster I work, the better I work.
Yeah.
This is it, you see. This is the cage of your own making, which keeps you trapped and pacing about in the smallest possible space forever. Break out of your cage, Michael. Break out now.
See, it was like this when we waltz into this place. A couple of papish cats is doing an Aztec two-step. And I says, Dad, let's cut. But then this dame comes up behind me, see, and says, you and me could really exist. Wow, I says. Only the next day, she has bad teeth and really hates poetry.
Twisted out of your insides by all this blood, filth, and noise. I want to stay changeless for you. I want to come back to you the man I was before. How do we get to those other shores? To those blue hills?
The cosmonauts felt much the same way.
Oh dear. The trash contains four items, the fused antique key of this space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
If you go run a pirate radio station, they'll come find you and put you in jail.
So here in the scarcity economic system, artificial scarcity based, you have value turned inside out, so the scarcest is more valuable generally. And the method of ownership is twisted inside out. So you have clutching and grabbing to own and to pin it down and contain and control that ownership. So it doesn't move out of your control. Obviously.
Case in point, the NAB fighting against micro broadcasting.
Now, if you had an abundance-based economy, such as to a little bit of a degree, or at least to some degree, I'm not sure of the grand vision of it at the moment, but internet, like audio, radio.
Potentially, maybe.
Yeah, potentially.
Using, if you can say
say this is amusing. A few years ago, he sued an author who had written a book about him. This is Randy Kraft on death row at San Quentin, and he's under 16 death sentences, but he sued the author of the book on the theory that writing about his crimes had ruined his prospects for future employment.
When they tried to take down the flag in Carolina, I was in Columbia. They tried to take down Robert Lee's picture in Richmond, I was in Richmond. When Jesse Jackson goes somewhere, I can promise you something, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to have some company from now on out. And probably not welcome company, but company. We have got to begin to organize and defend our rights and heritage. And that's what this group is about. And that's why we're formed. And yes, we're going to get a lot of trouble from the media. We've got a very hypocritical media in this country. And I'm going to address one subject before I close. It's a critical subject, but it's one that we should be clear about so we know where we stand on it.
We fell in love with that face the first time I saw him. He made me an offer that I never had had before. He wanted to be my slave. He wanted to give his whole body to me completely. I never had an offer like that before, and I thought, well, you know, it's not much of a body, but okay, I'll do the best I can with it.
Shoot. The trash contains 5 items, which use 11.6 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Ammunition. You're a family man, Harvey, and someday, God willing, you may want to be president. And here you are, out in the open, where any hep person knows that this one is toting that one around for you. Are we kids or what? Next time you come up, you might join me on my TV show.
Because I'm seeing the movie playing before my eyes. I'm actually seeing the movie unspooling, unreeling before me. And if I shoot slowly, like on Jaws, I couldn't see the movie for a long time. I had to get into the editing room to figure out what kind of a movie I had. But with this movie, or with anything that I'm very passionate about, I try to shoot as quickly as possible because I get to see, if I can get 35, 40 shots in one day, that's the equivalent of something like 5.5-6 minutes of cut, eventually of cut footage.
Yeah.
And I can see the movie happening. I can see the performances. I can see the story being told. I can see all the moments being strung together like a string of pearls. And when I shoot a movie slowly, just the opposite happens. I start to lose my objectivity, and I start to become very critically subjective. And that's the death of the art form for me.
We would use that urine water to make oxygen. We would, though, use some sweat water, if you will. When you run on the treadmill, you perspire, and that would get into the atmosphere. We'd condense that water, purify it, and use some of that water for rehydrating our foods.
I'm glad you mentioned the treadmill. How did you exercise in space and give your muscles a workout?
Because part of what works out the muscles is the tension against gravity.
Space is a tough environment, and it's funny to say tough because it is so effortless that it is hard to imagine. And I thought, you know, that I sort of knew what it would be like in weightlessness, but I surprised myself, and it's tough to describe. I can tell you when I came back first night in bed, in order to roll over, I had to grab my head, grab my shoulders, and yank myself against the pull of gravity that was pushing me down in that bed. And so when you go to space and you're going to be there for 5 months, it's worse than me saying, Terry, you need to go to bed right now and get up in 5 months. Because in bed, at least, you're resisting gravity. In space, it is effortless. Your body reacts to that by saying,
I'm overbuilt.
Your bone says, I am a structure that is far too strong.
I don't need all this bone mass.
And it starts dumping calcium. And unfortunately, it doesn't turn that off. And
in this pod is the only, the original version of Existenz. An entire game system that cost $38 million to develop, not including pre-release marketing costs. And I'm locked outside my own game. I can't get me in or it out.
Alert. The trash contains 6 items, which use 11.7 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Citizen in this country owns the airwaves. The law says that. They belong to the public. But they have been kidnapped by the merchandisers.
Well, I've been on the front pages the past few days, bound to get some crack by the calls. Just hang up if you get any more.
Well, I saw advice and consent when I was in my senior year in high school. Very much a virgin. I didn't actually have sex with anybody until I was 25 years old. So everything was theoretical at that point. And all I saw was a life that might lie down the road for me.
Let me hear a voice, a secret voice. A voice that will say...
Well, Senator Brigham Anderson, who's being blackmailed, goes to check out this former lover at a bar. It was my first glimpse into what I imagined organized gay life to be, and it was very, very scary because it suggested people who have to remain hidden in the shadows.
Well, come on in. Don't just stand there. Ray? Ray, you're with me.
Briggs? Wait a moment, Briggs.
Taxi!
Explain.
Briggs, wait a moment.
Taxi!
Briggs? I needed money, Briggs. Well, you wouldn't see me. I kept calling. I was drunk.
Felt that something dreadful was going to happen to me, something that I wouldn't be able to turn back once I'd had sex with another man, and that the end of that road would be suicide. And I got that impression from the movies.
Is that Briggs? What's the matter?
He's dead.
Briggs?
In his office. Cut his throat.
Oliver saw you. You were with Dove all afternoon. You know, lying to me, Hallie. Oh, well, perhaps maturity will change all that.
What do you think I'll mature into?
You? Now, I want to know what's going on between you and that boy. You in love with that Texas dirt farmer?
He's more than that.
Ah, it's gone quite far already, hasn't it? You'd like to make him happy, wouldn't you? Make all his dreams come true. Perhaps even get married.
Yes, even get married.
I'll be sorry to lose you. But if you think the world is your oyster, go ahead and take it. But how do you think the boy is going to feel when he finds out what you are, what you've been?
He'll forgive me.
All right, go to him. After all, a girl like you has so much to offer a man. A knife to cut his heart out.
I'll change.
Of course you'll change. But haven't you said that so many times before? But go on and tell him. Tell him about the days and nights of Hallie Girard. Tell him about the mud you've rolled in for years. Well, tell him!
Growing up, in that period in the 60s, all we had were images of unhappy, suicidal, desperate gay people.
The kinks out.
Yeah, again, the only problem with putting everything on the internet, you know, all media, is the digital core of digital technology, so-called, which we've talked about. It's like putting a porous...
We beat that horse, I think.
A porous, degradation-prone, very, very ignorant signal line is the basic backbone of the entire operation.
Good for so long, too.
Say, the moment you walked in here and started rearranging my films, you stopped being good.
I told you not to do anything stupid, and you did. I warned you, Jack.
You might as well start smoking again. It's a real good way to pass the time in the joint.
I ain't going to jail, Jack. And I don't see the cops racing in here, do you? Your friend's probably got his tape player on. Nobody knows what's going on in here. Just a couple of guys hanging out playing records. Like old friends, old amigos from New York City.
This is insane. You are insane. I'm insane sitting here still doing a show.
What's that?
Phone's ringing.
Don't!
Or what, you'll shoot me? Oh, I forgot, yes. Then I'd be dead. But I'd be bigger than Stern immediately. Think of the publicity. Maybe you'd be doing me a favor. You have to quit this fucking comeback attempt. 99 Rock.
Zeppelin, dude. Dude?
Yeah, fucking Zeppelin. I do have a memory. Christ. Zeppelin's so fucking over, it's not even funny.
That's the best band that ever fucking played, man.
They were a monster band for years, with good reason. But I've heard fucking Black Dog more times than John Paul Jones. It's over. Give it a rest.
Dude.
It's not my fault. The trash contains 7 items, which use 11.7 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
He did a thumbprint of her, a fingerprint of her from that shoot, from that day. So when I look at that image, I think of that we have that baby. So they have associations for me. You know, they're like almost like snapshots to me. They mark time.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson. It seems that you've been living two lives. In one life, you're Thomas A. Anderson, program writer for a respectable software company. You have a social security number, you pay your taxes, and you help your landlady carry out her garbage. The other life is lived in computers, where you go by the hacker alias Neo and are guilty of virtually every computer crime we have a law for. One of these lives has a future, and one of them does not.
A small group in this country that is the most, I think it's probably the best way to say it, is the most racially supremacist group in the United States of America.
The widow Fogliani, otherwise known as Belladonna, the Italian lady of American distraction, the widow Fogliani was a merry old soul. She had whiskers on her soul, and her soul was a pussy. But she had a hard coming of it. That time I beat her at her own game, which was painting mustaches on statues in the Borghese Gardens at 3 a.m, and nobody the wiser if ever she gave some stray Cellini a free Christmas goose.
One of the things that came out with the harp work early on was the idea that perhaps it could be used for impacting weather. Well, since we published our first book on harp, Bernard Eastland, the inventor of that technology, has been commissioned by the European Space Agency for developing techniques for weather modification using harp-type instruments.
Attention. The trash contains 8 items, which use 11.7 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently? Permanently.
WZBC out of Newton. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. 90.3 FM. Out of Newton. On the internet at live365.com, search for WZBC. If you want to get the time-delayed version, sort of an echo there. I got like a cloud field. Until 2. Some audio. Should be more than enough.
Zionism. And I call an element, and this is not, and I've got to, it seems like to get in this subject, you've got to preface everything we say, because the media is today dominated by people, obviously, of Jewish descent. But they're not simply Jewish people, because I think there's a lot of Jewish people who don't work against the best interests of this country. But there is a certain segment among the Jewish people in this country
loss in my hips and lower spine because of disuse.
Items which use 13.8 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Dear Jack, I've met an Air Force captain. I've fallen in love with him. I want a divorce to marry him. I know you can say no, but I'm asking you anyway, out of the memory of what we had together. Forgive me. It just got too lonely, Jack.
Give you the finger, and you give me my phone call. Has a future. One of them does not. I believe you wish to do the right thing. Mr. Anderson, it seems that you've been living two lives. One life, you're Thomas A. Anderson, program writer for a respectable software company. You have a social security number. You pay your taxes. And you help your landlady carry out her garbage. The other life is lived in computers, where you go by the hacker alias Neo and are guilty of virtually every computer crime we have a law for. One of these lives has a future.
I give you the finger, and you give me my phone call. I want my phone call.
No matter what he would try. Told by his mother, an aging old thing.
I want my phone call.
You give Clever a ring, which he did. Called him up.
I want my phone call. I want my phone call. I want my phone call.
Clever hold his door.
I want my phone call. I want my phone call.
Are you crazy?
I want my phone call.
What good is a phone call if you're unable to speak? What good is a phone call if you're unable to speak?
Is your cleverness enough? Can you help this crunching rebel? Is your cleverness enough? But you don't. Can you help this aging rebel? Do you really have a stun? But you don't.
Unable to speak.
But you bring it that you'll pass the buck instead.
Unable to speak.
That you'll pass the buck instead.
Unable to speak.
A funny, darker room. Where a crowd of cunning listen.
Unable to
see the gloom. Money, darker. It's your problem, aging rebel. Don't you really know the score?
Unable.
You crazy. You think you're gonna change the silly world? That's yourself a shrink. Cunning. They are you, my rebel. Now you lay down the phone. Diabolical, the brief. Grabs him by the ankle. Diabolical laugh. An entire full of soot. And yet the same. You'll be different now. Somewhat shorter on one side. Now go. Pulls and gets away. Loses him a foot. But see him run. Limp in his blood. Something soft. Something soft is gentle. Something soft is fallen. Something soft. Thank you.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest.
In order to counter that, we try to exercise, and I would exercise religiously 2 1-hour periods a day.
You're not gonna play it?
Yeah. Or I'll play rock and roll as if anyone doesn't know the fucking song by heart yet. Fuck no. No Zeppies tonight, dude. Sorry.
Dude, that's so fucked up.
99 Rock, what do you fucking want?
That's the trash contains 19 items, which use 13.8 MB of disk space. 8 MB of disk space. 0.8 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove the... Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Species that probably produces most of the incidents, most of the contact reports, and most of the genuine and disagreeable abduction experiences people report.
Freedom. Freedom is possibility. It is possibility to develop your human gifts to enhance the quality of your life, or not to develop them, to diminish it. It is the possibility of valuing, and to value by finding and giving meaning and significance, and by moving beyond meaning and significance. It's possibility to change, and therefore to forgive and to be forgiven. It is the possibility to rebel, to preserve your freedom, human dignity, character, vision, and vitality. Freedom is capability. It is the capability to become oneself, to be oneself, and to transcend oneself. It is the capability to reflect. It is the capability to choose. As you stand upon the new threshold, poised and ready, surrender to the house, surrender to the quiet, awaken your innocence. Breathe the breath of spirit. Embrace your artistry of being, your glory of loving, and your courage. Out of this union of power, out of this confluence of power, you can emerge. You can be free.
I think a responsibility of an artist is to just get to know themselves really well and to put as much of yourself in your work and not pretend to be somebody else. Don't try to be somebody you admire. Don't try, you know, and I did that for a lot in the early part of my career. I wanted to be John Ford. I wanted to be Alfred Hitchcock. I wanted to be everybody but me. It took me a whole number of films before I was comfortable with allowing myself to be seen through my films. It took a long time for that to happen. That didn't happen right away. I fell back a lot on technique and the craft of telling a story. I've always been a pretty good storyteller. But I never let myself into a lot of those stories. And I think a true artist is somebody who eventually lets themselves into their work.
Be honest.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
You can say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth.
Extremely what I would call supremacist. Israel is a nation based on defending the heritage and preserving the Jewish people. They have strict immigration laws that allow only Jews to immigrate to Israel. You have segregated schools for Jewish people and Palestinians or Arabs. You have laws in Israel because you don't even recognize civil marriages. You don't even recognize marriages in Israel between Jewish people and Palestinians.
They wore very, very tight and pinched clothes. Sort of a lascivious look on his face.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are. It's because you think we're queers. Isn't it?
Okay, baby. And plus, spread 'em. The trash contains 20 items, which use 13.8 MB of disk space.
Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently? Thank you.
WZBC in Newton. Just hanging around. Sometimes it can feel really good to just sort of feel the passage of time. If it's sufficiently still around you, that is. Get a little reality ramped down around there. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman strapped to the harnessing unit. Boundary violations all around. Out of Newton, Massachusetts, in the heart of the Three Rivers area, Tri-State, and county affiliations. Featuring the echo effect in the modern landscape. The binary, polar kind of duality thing. You know, the basic theme of this particular looping pattern. Very good rhythms and things from this dipolar kind of a phenomenon. Very popular in the physical frequency. The main daylight time experience. So, it's a rhythm thing. With lots of content. So it's a good interweaving there. With all the transcendent magic zones and places. Trapdoors all around. But that's a sort of a cerebral interpretation. Good radio station. Just hanging around. Feeling the passage of time, how quiet it is, and still, gotta have that part. Gotta visit the core and the vortex. Gotta do some regular vortex time, definitely. All right.
How do we lose the the good that was given us. Let it slip away. Scattered, careless. Keeping us from reaching out, touching the glory.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Will you come and see me tomorrow?
Please, yes. Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we'll all talk. Okay, the three of us. Nervous with this with mine.
I've been hearing it all week. It's getting very popular.
What's that? What's getting popular?
I'm to tell you that I also
know somebody who's changed.
Can we go outside and talk about it?
Listen, there's a lady up top.
What's the matter with her?
It's like there's some kind of a hallucinatory flu going around.
Do you believe in fate, Neil?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. You know you can't explain. You feel it. Felt it your entire life.
Contains 21 items, which use 13.9 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove?
Something wrong with the world.
You don't know what it is, but it's there. You're here because you know something.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not...
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind.
Like a windsurfer harness, yanked myself down into 70 kilogram load plates and try to run and work out using bungee cords to try to counteract effects of effortlessness. Unfortunately, that doesn't work because you've still got 4 hours in the day where you're just floating. Bungee cords to try to counteract the effects of effortlessness.
Veils of admission. The first secret to the uncompromising of happiness and success lies within the mystery of admission. It lies, often in gentle repose, in admitting the happiness you know and the success that you do hold. However much or little these may be, admission, therein lies the first key. Admission. That can begin to unlock the mystery of the uncompromising of whatever it is you may see. Genuine admission involves more than saying the words. It involves more than affirmations designed to remind or to convince you of the way you want life to be. There are 7 veils. Pass through them, each and all, and you will find the honesty of admission and the power of its mystery. Deep within your genetic codes, lost in the ribbons of your DNA, is a chemistry called instinct. Instinct that predisposes you to never fully be happy. Encoded millions of years ago, this instinct lives in you today. It tells you that no matter how happy you are, never admit it's so. Accompanying this ancient instinct are current life's conditionings. Sometimes they are laced subtly in superstition. Other times they are implicitly or explicitly woven into the very fabric of your being. No matter how happy or successful you are, never are you taught, conditioned, or cajoled. Never admit it. Never admit it to another living soul. And then there are the eyes of your inner child's and inner adolescent's ego. Through these eyes, your world appears to be one in which you never get enough, or in which you are never good enough. With these observing and measuring devices, regardless of your age or of your accomplishments, you cannot genuinely see your true happiness or your real success. Through these eyes, admission would be only words attempting to remind and convince you of what you cannot honestly see in yourself. The final four veils are traps of fear. Fear of vulnerability. Fear of jealousy and envy. Fear of ego with its arrogance or hubris. And fear of responsibility. Pass through and reach beyond each veil consciously. Recognize and acknowledge them, however weak or strong they may be. Forgive yourself the entanglement and choose to change. Ask for healing. Ask for help to be free of these that can so readily obscure or blind. Then you can find the first secret. You can admit who you are. Then you can turn the key and unlock the mystery. You can admit who you once were and who once again you will be. Who you are now destined to become and be.
I have no idea if Perry Farrell has a psychic hotline number.
Because I heard on MTV or something he was having a thing to promote it or something.
Sorry, no idea. Well, fuck you too, asshead.
The overnight DJ gives a plea for help and gets requests.
Bad requests, too.
Look at you. I think you're heard. Many of your diehard listeners even notice. Just like you said, people aren't really listening.
People are always listening. They're just not hearing. That's what I meant.
Don't take offense, Jack. It just seems like the big New York City DJ really hit the bottom. I thought if I picked your show for my request, people will actually hear it. I think I made a mistake.
The battle we're seeing right now in the media industry between private interests and the public good is really a struggle that's going on more widely in society as well. More and more things that we used to think of as public and think should be public, it was a given, are being privatized.
Are we losing our public schools?
Driving you mad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
chute. The trash contains 22 items, which is 13.9 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
I thought if I picked your show for my request, people will actually hear it.
There is a second species also here, which I would characterize as favorably disposed. I think it's very helpful to us that they are here. We could learn a lot from them. And the fact that they are here complicates the situation politically in a way that may be helpful to us. So I think it's important that they stay. The first species, however, the most numerous species...
One of those papers that he completed was actually modeled at the University of Oklahoma.
Is a species of bipeds.
Using an
two arms, two eyes, bilaterally symmetrical, large heads, big eyes. They've received a great deal of publicity.
Now the interesting point is, you remember the Oklahoma
tornado? My impression that their body types vary a great deal.
And Bill Clinton was at the University of Oklahoma making the announcement that, hey, don't worry, sometime we'll learn how to suppress the energy of tornadoes.
Or
it just so happens that that's exactly where they had modeled this just a few months before. Well, everybody was laughing at Bill Clinton, just thinking it's another lie coming out of his mouth. The fact was, it's a real technology that had been developed there by one of the world's leading scientists in this field. Going further, we know that the military technology in the whole weather modification area has advanced to the point that both Secretary of Defense Cohen and Secretary of Defense Perry, his predecessor, both announced that they would like to scuttle the treaties with regard to these areas. In fact, many don't know it, but in 1977, the United States and the former Soviet Union and 60 other countries signed an international agreement to not use geophysical manipulation as a weapon of war. This included earthquake generation, tidal waves, climate change, and the like. That's over 23 years ago, where the technology had already reached a state where it's a new threat of bigger threats and some of the chemical and biological
systems. When it breaks down, once again, the animals begins to take up warfare, the war of the arms, shall we say, the animals, sounds, blasting, etc., once again.
Bruce Keller goes on and almost as a kind of stream of consciousness. If I always had the same color underneath, then the whole first part of the journey would be the same. But by having different colors underneath, it means that I'm always starting from a different point of departure. I know from just a lot of experience what these colors are going to read like from a distance. Chord, that is a series of strokes when seen together make a color world out of the component colors.
So the whole thing's what, a giant computer game?
No, not at all. It doesn't need a user to interact with it to function. Its units are fully formed, self-learning cyber beings.
Units?
Yeah, electronic simulated characters. They populate the system. They think. They work. They eat.
They fuck.
Well, let's just say that they're modeled after us. Right now, we have a working prototype, Los Angeles, circa 1937.
Why 37?
Fuller wanted to start by recreating the era of his youth.
Reality is, man has developed technology that can affect these systems. The danger is, we don't know how that energy might be exchanged. In other words, what we do in one area of the world, we understand now, can have a profound impact literally around the planet. If we look at El Nino and El Niña,
the trash contains 46 items with. With use 15.2 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Julia was 23 and married, the faithful and devoted wife of Don Alfonso, a man of 50. It was no secret that Doña Julia would have been much better served by two men of 25.
Baldi, in your spirits, it's our gods.
My feelings consume me day and night. felt within me a torment, a burning wound, a yearning, combined with the most indescribable bliss. But what was it?
You had no idea what it was.
Well, I had an idea, but nothing definite. My father, understanding that manhood was nearly upon me, began to teach me how to use my sword.
So there was a lot of sword fighting going on when you were growing up?
Well, it was a small and isolated town that resisted modern technology. That the smile on Doña Julia's face was gone. It had been replaced by a sadness even sweeter than the smile. I sensed that Doña Julia was having a struggle within her, and my own situation was becoming no less difficult. I could only think of Doña Julia. To keep myself from going mad, I turned into a metaphysician. I considered the meaning of truth, and being, and God. I thought of the timetable for the sun's demise, and then I thought of Doña Julia's eyes.
Contains 47 items.
The image of what a homosexual was. To be a gay man meant that you not only did you wear pinched clothes and you had this kind of look on your face, but you carried a purse as well.
In Israel, of course, the school system not only has Jewish songs, like we have Christmas carols, or we should have Christmas carols, they literally have Jewish instruction in public schools paid for by the government and even financed some by American taxpayers' money.
He's home. Oh, you're home.
you all right? Where were you? I was so worried. I was going to take a sleeping pill, but I wouldn't until I knew you were home.
Can I talk to you guys? I have to talk to somebody. Dad? You better give me an answer this time. Go ahead. A direct answer. I'm in trouble. You know that big high bluff near Millertown?
Oh, yes, yes. There was a bad accident. They showed the pictures on television, Jim.
Unfortunately, that doesn't work because you've still got 22 hours in the day where you're just floating.
The ones that people most often see and report from that species are short, usually grayish in color. These units are often described as robot-like. And that's a very reasonable description, although we don't have a concept that really fits what they are. They are living beings, but essentially of a very low order of self-determination. Essentially tools.
So the only thing they could, they tried, but the only thing they could take off was the religious, you know, aspect of it. It was a very short moment anyway. It was not quite important.
So what was it about that moment that you were in that got censored?
You know, if you remember, there is a scene when the Severin, I mean the lady who goes to his brother, is taken into a castle by a man who asks her to put herself in a coffin as if she were a dead daughter. And then he speaks to her in a very strange way, goes down under the coffin and probably, we don't see it, probably masturbates himself. That was one very precise fantasy that had been told to a man's fantasy. So before that scene, which is still in the film, there was a priest in the same room celebrating the mass. And it was too much, you know, that the man was serving the mass to the priest. The priest was leaving the room. He wasn't there during the rest of the scene. But the fact that there was a sort of link of a secret connection between the mass and the fantasy was not allowed, you know, and was censored.
Spinning like crazy. Shoshana was Jones then. The towers had fallen.
16.7 MB of disk space.
My grandfather's name. Let's kill first the banker with his professional demeanor. Let's televise and broadcast the raping of kings. Let our crowds be fed on tear gas and plate glass, 'cause the people united. Lord of my heavens, never.
The international trans-global conglomerate of music. Light another cigarette and hold me close. Coming in so vicious, so mean. Let me tell you something about this sin.
We all sin.
Not my sins. I'm a liar. A hypocrite. I'm afraid of everything. I don't ever tell the truth. I don't have the courage. When I see a woman, I blush and look away. I wander, but I don't tell. Rebel against you, against everything, against God, but I'm afraid. You want to know who my mother and father are? You want to know who my God is? Fear. You look inside me and that's all you'll find.
But the more devils that we have inside of us, the more of a chance we have to repent.
Lucifer is inside me. He says to me, you're not the son of King David. You're not a man. You're the son of man. And more, the son of God. And more than that, God. Do you want to ask me anything else?
Make the drums coming strong. Now make the drums coming strong. Now make the drums coming strong. Now make the drums coming. Now make the drums coming. Now make the drums coming strong.
But somehow she consented. She did. Suddenly, I was hit with a revelation. The way a woman's body is made, the way a man's body responds to it, the fire burning in my loins, the intense desire to merge as one. It all came together in one brilliant flash.
want to remove these items permanently?
Usually there are five or six or seven colors in a square or a combination of squares. And I sort of slowly sneak up on the color I want. I'm not picking marks for any kind of resonance or any kind of emotional load or spin. The mark is simply what it is. Yet, clusters of them stack up to make something that I hope has some kind of content beyond just the marks themselves. I aim for a kind of transcendence, not in any kind of great mystical capital T transcendence, but simply transcending its physical reality, that it becomes greater than the sum of the parts.
There's a lesbian slut, hurt lesbian, spanked, torture, punished, slave, chain, abuse, king, bondage, woman, slut, TENS, dominate, school, girl, bondage, dominate, girl, only the girls, spank, spank, school, girl, dominate. School, girl, bondage, teenager, bondage, gag, nymphile, female, domination, spank, super sex, slave, ass, fuck, fetish, rope, tied, mistress, mistress, slave, slave, men, teenager, teenagers.
How much is the potential of your spirit or of your desire or of your creativity did you sense within you? What was the outcome of his case?
It was dismissed, but not before it cost the publisher close to $30,000.
Wow.
This ridiculous thing. But at least he has a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, that's really nice to know.
Yeah. I'm not sure the author did at that point.
I'd probably not.
It's 1722. Personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. No regrets. I leave the
20th century with no regrets. I'm in trouble.
Better give me an answer this time. Go ahead. A direct answer. I'm in trouble. You know that big high bluff near Millertown?
Oh, yes, yes. There was a bad accident. They showed the pictures. Keep a check on the payroll. Gonna move to suit the things of expert. And it's genetics.
Come on, your soul. And I've done a lot over the years. We both have. When I first met him, he was so skinny. His face was just like, just all bones. That when my father first met him, he said, "Sure, he looks like he's dead."
BDM, DSM bound, force girls, naked, hog tied, nude, hurt men, hog tied, BDSM team, hog tied, sex bondage.
No regrets. No regrets.
Listing two things actually occurring, and there are subtle things in the physics that prevent us from using obvious answers.
Do you want to know what
it is. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church. When you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Says, the trash contains 48 atoms, which use 16.7 MB of disk space. Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Gotta go. Gotta leave this place. Right about now. I'll catch you next Thursday, 10 to 2. And some more audio. Dr. Funk is here. Herr Meister Radio, coming at you right now. WZBC in Newton. A very good station in the tri-state area. New Metaphysics Paradise, 90.3 FM, 552-4686. Call and you can talk to the Fieldmeister Radio. BlueDog83 at site.com, live365.com for the audio, and I've got to go now. I'll see y'all later.
My own game. I can't get me in or it out.
I'm over the door. I'm over the door. Thank you.
locked outside my own game. I can't get me in or it out.